Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's after Christmas, but it's before the new year. And so we here at the Trim Healthy Podcast.
No, leave Should that I? In. Tim, leave do in. Not Come allow on. A redo.
But Dan, the one and only, I made
one mistake all year. That was it. We here at the Trim Healthy Podcast.
Can you send your resume into these places?
It's over. It's over. It's over. We're back. How's everybody? How are you girls? Hey, here's the point. We know you're blowing it. We know there's so many people right now who you're not blowing it yet because New Year's hasn't hit. But something magical is going to happen January 1st. And a lot of magical things are going to happen.
So a lot of people, do you know what they do? They keep blowing it till January the 1st.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is the last of my blowing it. I'm going to blow out
Actually,
style.
Yeah.
Right We're talking now, food, right?
Yeah. Right now, you're mid-blowing it. You're in the pro... Like, there is a cookie entering your mouth. It's one of those thin cookies that come in the shortbread ones and
That's
the blue tin.
That's your thing, Dan, not mine.
No, it's everyone's. It's not yours. Because you were raised by Nancy.
No. I've spent many a potty
like,
here talking about my Christmas indiscretions.
You can't put poison in your mouth.
Yeah, she does say that.
No, but it's so true, though. But I even do it in my little health food way.
Yeah.
I always think to myself, well, it's not the New Year's. Actually, I switch it to the 4th because the 4th is my birthday. So I always hold out to the 4th. Like, just keep blowing
Guess
it.
What Guess what I want to say. Guess what I want to say, you guys. I'm going to bring some truth and clarity.
You can't eat a salad to the 4th.
Excuse me.
No.
I think it's all good. I just had this download.
Good.
I think that as humans...
She sounds like...
Ew.
There are times for feasting and there are times for knuckling down, getting back to the picture. These times of feasting are not to be guiltified.
No, they're not.
All right, just stop it. Whatever you've done over Christmas, whatever you've done to celebrate, maybe that was actually jolly good for you. Maybe it got you some vitamin P for pleasure. Sure, maybe your sugars are jacked up.
I mean, you mean like Bluebell ice cream.
I don't care what you've done.
Okay.
I say everything that you've done was for a reason.
Les,
right
you can
now.
Stop glowing now.
All right.
I'm Even not- if it was for a reason to make you put off of cookies for the rest of the year.
Yeah, whatever you did.
Well, it's done now.
It's done. It's done. I don't want you to look back and ever think I shouldn't have. Maybe... Just maybe, I'm not saying next year go and do it, but maybe you should have because you've got more clarity now.
I think the only time for shouldn't have is if you're apologizing to somebody. But
yeah.
In your own mind, stop with the shouldn't haves.
Yeah, because, okay, now January 1st is coming around. What are you going to do this year? What is going to be your plan for how you're going to fuel your body this year? There is... Many things out there.
Well, I just want to shove in and just say this. If it's Trim Healthy Mama, I'm going to continue to do that. Well, maybe, just like Pearl and I have talked about in the party so many times, there's different avenues of Trim Healthy Mama and different tweaks within that. And maybe it's time for you to tweak it a little bit this year.
Yes, because maybe the Trim Healthy Mama that you did last year is for last year, and there's a new Trim Healthy Mama. We can talk about that, or we can talk about many of the lures that are out there too.
And we can talk about all of them.
We can talk about it's all free for all here. But I just got this download to tell people because on Christmas Day, you know, I don't stick perfectly to on plan quote, you know, finger quote meals. I have my time for me.
Are on
no, no, I know, but I'll have some sugar. I eat some Auntie Simone's sugar cheesecake, but I don't feel an ounce of guilt about it. No. It is my choice. I live
You don't
in this
eat a
world.
Whole large slab.
I don't. No, I eat a good piece. I'm about vitamin P for pleasure. This is my journey. We all have a unique journey. For some people's journeys, you know, eating some sugar will just destroy them because it's like alcoholism, and then they'll go on a binge fest.
Or like me, I just can't enjoy it.
You can't enjoy it.
I just know it's poison, and it's just like
But I can enjoy a little bit because I know I'm going to get back to things. But whatever you did, you did. Now let's talk about what you're going to do, because every morning you wake up, you're a new creature and you have a blank slate, mm-hmm. and all is forgiven. You have more fodder inside your brain for what you should and shouldn't do, what you can and can't do, what works for you.
And I love thinking about this too. His mercies are new every morning. It's not like you rack up a big stack, you know, of the week, of the month, of the year, and it's like, oh, whoa, you're ready to just have no more mercy sent your way. No, it's like new every morning. Every morning you get a clean slate.
God's different. You know, my brothers, I always think about this. When my brothers were young, teenagers, they got their licenses and they were speed freaks back in Australia. And they kept getting more and more speeding tickets. But the more speeding tickets you get, the worse it is for you. And there's a certain amount and they have to come arrest you, right? Or they take your license.
I used to think that my brother's girlfriend was the officer, Officer Drew. Yeah. She came around every afternoon.
She was looking for our brothers because they were really terrible speeders. And they did get their license revoked for speeding sometimes. They took a long time to get it back.
So they were known speeders.
And that's all fair enough, right? We don't want young men speeding around. There has to be the law of the land. But
it is a criminal island.
Yeah, but God, they don't rack up.
No, they don't.
You don't
rack
get
up.
To the point. Well, sure, your body can actually get to the point where it's too much. But God doesn't say, no more for you.
Yeah.
And the next morning you wake up, it's all fresh. And he's like, what do you want to do today with me?
I know, I love that.
What do you want to do today?
Yeah.
That's completely new.
Yeah.
A new slate, and that you can. And which girl are you going to be today?
And because I'm just going to equip you. And he can't even sniff yesterday. So if he can't, we can't.
How cool is that?
No sniffing.
Yeah.
No sniffing of yesteryear.
Yeah.
So Pearl's mercies are new apparently every morning as well. What about the move forward plan then?
Well, all I'm saying is what have you been thinking that's luring around in your head, right? Let's look at all these things together, shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we just talk about it together? There, what have we got out there right now, currently in the food world?
Oh, you've got the keto. Is that still going strong?
I think keto's going pretty strong, maybe not as strong as maybe 2 years back.
I think now there's a plant swing.
But look, there's keto. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about them all for a couple of minutes. Keto is one of we want to be nice, but it's my little peeve point right now because I've come out the other side and I'm including so many good carbs now. I see keto for what it is.
But and dropping the weight that we don't even want to drop at this point. Carbs rev your metabolism. They make your body think that it's harvest time. Yeah. Burn that fat. It's harvest time, not like store your in hibernation.
So can we all just say, listen, if you want to hear some potties on carbs and the importance of them for your adrenals, for your thyroid, for your
speed
of your metabolism, listen to those potties. But can we all just say that we're going to have a year of including good carbs? I hope you are.
Yes.
I hope you're going to fill your body with really good, healthy carbs.
Yeah, no more of this putting E meals as a second class citizen.
Yeah. So we got that.
Mm-hmm.
Keto, I feel like it's sort of going out of, it had its heyday. I'm not sure.
I think anytime when you chuck a whole.
Keto's happening. I was just looking at it.
Still happening.
You chuck a whole.
But I think a lot of people are burnt on it, Dan.
Macronutrient and you chuck it out.
It was huge like a year and a half or so ago. And I think a lot of you got your burnters now.
Okay.
Got your ones that are burnt out.
Well, what happens with keto is it does work. It does work, and that's why we've included S meals, because it does work. But if you keep it up day after day after day after day instead of juggling it around, if you keep it up, your metabolism will totally slow down. And what happens with keto people is they end up having to intermittent fast and calorie count because their metabolism slows and they just can't eat that way anymore without lowering the calories or not eating as many meals.
And you can just say that we're spouting off about things, but listen, I mean, as a postmenopausal woman now. I don't know if I'm post. I'm still, but I mean, I'm just being upfront. I haven't had my period in months and months now. So I'm probably at that point where I'm just almost post.
Yeah.
I'm feeling so great though.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling fantastical.
Yes.
Thanks to my carbs.
Yes.
In a wise ways.
Yeah.
Thanks to not junky carbs, but good carbs. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have got me through this time. So nobody can tell me.
Right.
Nobody can tell me they wouldn't that carbs are not necessary, because I'm telling you, they've got me through with flying colors.
Well, and personal experience, no one can tell us, but no one can tell us because we've been in deep with this for years, watching people ride in and say, I'm in a plateau. We check out their diet. And the thing is they have forgotten about a key macronutrient. Yeah. And that is the wonderful burn of gentle carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just see it time and time again, the plateaus people are on. So we've seen it. Our own lives, we've seen it in other people's.
Serene, you mentioned intermittent fasting.
Yes.
It was another hugey like last year.
Like a year ago, right.
Yeah. Last year, all of 2020, actually beginning of 2020, then the pandemic hit and people turned back to food. They needed it. They didn't want to skip meals with everything else that was going on. So I think intermittent fasting got a big kick in the butty, because everyone needed comfort by food.
Well, but even God, Jesus came. Mm-hmm. He came. He's the Son of Man, came eating and drinking.
Yeah. So intermittent fasting, listen, we've also done potties about that. Our stance is let's eat rather than let's not eat. However, we're all unique. I fully don't believe in the whole just one meal a day thing. I personally think that's very restrictive.
And slows your metabolism.
Yes, I believe it does. It may work for some, but I feel like a good overnight fast that's just natural can be really good. Like, I honestly do 12, 13 hours, but I don't try to. I eat my meal at night about 7. I'm done by 7:30. And then I get up. I'm not one of those ones that are hungry straight away. So I usually eat my first breakfast around 8:30. That's 13 hours. And see, it's
that's
a nice
impossible
stretch
for me.
Yeah, you know, we're in different seasons.
I'm not even nursing or pregnant anymore, but I'm just one of those people that I need a little something before bed, a little herb tea with a splash of nut pods, and then something on the little, just a little before I go to bed. And
I'm not talking about a herb tea. I'll have that.
No, but with a little something on the side.
And so see how we're so different, and I think that's okay. But if you want to say, well, I like to do, you know, a good 12, 13 hours, I don't even call that intermittent fasting. Right. I just call that a good break.
It is. It's a lovely break.
And some of us need it, some of us don't.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Let's go to the next, which is, you know, completely plant-based.
Which is, I think, making a move now. I think it's making a move because there's political movements to get people off of, you know, meat, save the planet, green.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of cracker crumbs. But
how many listeners did we lose then, do you think?
Probably like 10.
Well, okay, I'm just 10. I'm just,
oh, only 10. Okay.
My point being to that is, for many, many years, we have seen that clean eating, you know, eating meat, eating plant food, and enjoying all is the most balanced approach to health, you know. And so I just find anything that is just so restrictive and just throws meat all out or throws plant all out, it's just, it's just dangerous. It's cracker crumbs.
I understand the reasons to not eat meat. I mean, I've seen the documentaries, and it's like, if you go down point by point, it's like, wow, that's compelling. I mean, you couple that with like my childhood, like watching of Disney where deer talk and everything. I mean, I sat in a tree stand with a friend once. Mm-hmm. He took me hunting, and he's a big hunter, loves hunting. You know, I live in Tennessee. Everybody loves hunting. But I went in that tree stand. I was like, it's time. You know, I got kids. I'm a dad. Mm. And I need to one day teach my kids how to skin a buck.
Right.
And put food on the table the way they used to. Man, I sat in that tree stand and was like, this is it. This is it. This deer walks by. I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. I was like, this creature wants to live.
Yeah.
It did not leave its home.
But then you went home and had a hamburger.
Of course. Now, I'm not that against it. I mean, I just can't pull the trigger myself.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. But you watch, if we all were starving, I'd be bow and arrow girl.
Yeah. Oh, I'd come off with
I'd be feeding my family.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But anyway, all this to say with this plant-based, you know, it's big, you know, vegan only. And I do want to say, I fully believe we were created to receive all the food groups mm-hmm. and that our bodies thrive on them. There are certain times, though, when meats and the animal foods may be for our healing. And then there are certain times when the plant foods might be for our healing. And then we can balance the ratios depending upon what time of life we're in, right, Serene? Right,
totally.
I found, as I said, I needed carbs. I also have found that I do better with less meat protein, although I still include it.
You include a lot of fish.
I do include a lot of fish, and I still include some meats.
Well,
but
the fish
less,
don't have feelings.
But yeah, but less than what I used to. I actually include more of the plant proteins now in this season of my life, right. And I'm thriving on them. So you can do THM many ways. But
it's so funny because I was just following you, you know, little sister getting all the the peer pressure. No, not really. But, you know, I just like to try things that Pearl, you know, tries. And so I was doing great on it too. Wonderful, you know, eating meat, eating my raw kefir, eating fish, but just having a lot, like adding some lentils into the meal too.
Yeah, but less animal?
Well, just splitting it. Oh, you know, instead of like a big hunk of whatever, I'd have half a hunk and then with lentils and just like balancing it out and saying, hey, I don't want to forget about lentils. I never eat them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just put them back in. And I was doing fantastic, doing great. Actually, lost weight, didn't want to lose. But then when I got pregnant again, my body said, where are the eggs with the golden yolks?
Yeah.
You know, where are the hunks of Gouda cheese?
Yes,
you know?
I know.
So you know your season and embrace that.
It's so true. And that's why I guess we've said pretty much covered the gambit of the things out there, have we? Is there anything you mean? There's completely carnivore, but
HCG is so out. I mean,
yeah, HCG is out.
Really,
I mean,
I think most things are rewrapped presentations.
They're rewrapped
of the good old standards.
New under the
so
sun.
That's what I want to bring us all back. Can we just bring back to why we started this plan in the first place? Because we want to be inclusive rather than exclusive. We want to be somewhere that is sound.
And because somewhere we tried them sound. All. I mean, we were all just plant. I mean, my teeth fell out of my mouth. Yeah. I lost all my muscle tone.
Because of lack of use, you mean, from eating meat?
Yeah, no. Probably. No, you get plenty of crunchy with that raw, tough food. I make burgers out of carrot fiber.
She didn't have enough protein for her body during all her pregnancies.
Or
and
omega 3s, DHA, you know, EPA, all of that. I didn't have enough.
Listen, you are vegan, and all I'm saying is there's merits to vegan. That's what we're trying to say. We're not throwing it all out here.
That's why we call ourselves meat eating vegans.
Yes. But you can't be vegan alone. You will die.
You have to take a supplement.
You have to take B12, okay? And then they've studied many people that are vegans for a long time. They are deficient in omega-3s. You cannot get it from all these. You can get some, but you can't get enough from the flax and the other things that are omega-3s. You have to start taking some omega-3 supplements. You can sort of get them in vegetarian ways,
well,
but
they
have to be supplement.
B12 from spirulina, but it's actually not officially
B12. But these things don't happen straight away.
It doesn't quite work out.
These things don't happen straight away. They happen over time. Serene had them happen to her.
I did because I was raw plant vegan for so many years.
I was 12 years.
Yeah, and I was ended up being very and very ill health, and that was so hard about it because I'm like, I'm at the peak of what they say is like the most pure diet, and I was so struggling with my health.
So you guys, you think that veganism over a long period of time can be very dangerous, and that's interesting because
but you can do it right. I mean, if you could take your supplements and things like that, I mean, you can be a very healthy vegan.
But the point is, why? Yeah. If you have to take a supplement, where is the naturalness of that? Like, was it supposed to be? Was it designed by the creator?
Yeah, like, why are you propping yourself up?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, even, I've always thought too, like, I'm always asking, what's the natural way? Or like, what part of the earth did this come from before I eat it, right? And then even, things like, just even outside of food, like, riding down the car, you know, if I don't, unless I'm wearing like a suit and going somewhere nice, I don't mind sweating. Like, you know, it's just like, do I need to be at 70 degrees just 100% of the time? Maybe I need to, maybe some illness comes from not sweating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and most of my friends that are vegans have been vegans for a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm. You they don't get on really a kick. Get to experience the problems until you're years in.
Okay.
Yeah, often it's a decade. Listen, and I'm not wanting to down it either because I have friends that are vegan. I have a friend, trim healthy mama. She calls herself a trim healthy mama. She went through chemo for aggressive breast cancer, and she doesn't necessarily call herself a vegan, but she's gone in this stage of her life, she's doing THM without animal products, mm-hmm. and she feels good right now. Her cells are detoxing and everything, but all I'm saying is you can even do THM without any animal if you want. I mean, you can, but for me personally, I believe that I want something sound. I want something that we're created to do. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm incorporating more plant protein, I'm never going to throw out those animal products because it's shunning something that why should I shun it? Why should I call it evil when it is obviously meant for humanity?
Right, right. Exactly.
My only thing I've never gotten over, and I'm not a vegan, I eat meat, is just, yeah, I've never really crossed the bridge on like that this living creature has worth. Like I don't even kill spiders. I know I'm wrong.
I don't.
Carrots are alive, and then you pluck them from their root, and they die.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it's a horrible thing to think.
But they don't have like a mind. Yeah, that I know of. Maybe they do.
No, you're an animal lover. It's just one of those things in this flesh life. You know, this flesh life is a temporary life, and. Yeah. We don't
God
really,
gave it.
Yeah,
God
we don't really it understand don't it all. Was, you
know. But like my dog, like I have this cute new puppy. I couldn't imagine grilling my puppy. Well,
that's
why?
What
because
I mean.
He's cuter and I
no, because
value
God
it more.
Said. I mean, that's why say? Serena and I.
He said it has to be something that has a cloven hoof and chews the cud and
oh, you know, some like farm like creatures.
Yeah, some foods
some
were created
given
to
food and some were given.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and there's also humane ways. Of slaughtering animals or for, you know, humane. The Bible's full of things like not what to do to respect the animal. You never boil a goat
and
little kid in its mother's milk. Things like that because it's disrespect to the animal.
Okay.
And so there are things like that. But all this to say, all we've come around, we've described all the diets. I wanted to bring back everyone to a sound mind, right? Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do this year? And we're going to urge you obviously to do THM, but why and in what way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Are you stuck? Is your THM journey come to a level where you're not seeing fresh results? You're so thankful for the results that you've had over the last few years and it's like, yay. You know, I see the merit in this, but what if there's no fresh results? Maybe it's
but if you're
to
stuck,
tweak.
You know, you're going to look around, you're going to look at other things. It's just natural, right? And so those are the things.
So
and
we're trying to say THM is not necessarily the Pinterest cream cheese cakes and the specialty foods and all that. There is tweaks upon tweaks upon tweaks upon tweaks.
Yeah. All we're saying is that please involve, you know, healthy protein because your body needs it, right? Okay, that's number one.
Balance that protein. Yeah. Don't be just stuck on animal protein.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant. It's a gift, but so is the protein that is found in the plant kingdom. It's all a gift and we're to embrace and celebrate all of it.
And so okay, we can't live a life without protein, so we're going to have that. Please involve carbs, as we said before.
Please
do. Please involve some fats. Now, what season are you in? Some of us thrive and heal through fats. Some of us, like me right now, I still have my good fats, but they're not as much.
Avocado and olive oil, but you don't slather butter on
it. I don't slather the fats on anymore because I'm in this new season where my body, and I looked at it, have I shared this on the potty, Serene?
About the fats?
No, about my season. I don't know if I did, but I had this download. Maybe I've shared it. I was thinking about my body and all that it went through as a woman in her reproductive years.
Yeah.
The pregnancies, the cycles every month. And I was always a person that had probably more cycles than I should have. My body was always working hard and I was a high estrogen person. Yeah. And sometimes I'd like just have periods every 3 weeks and then I'd bleed for so long. And it was always like, I felt like it was always at work. It was really like all my hormones were going up and down and roller coastering. And now I'm in this season of I don't cycle anymore, right? Mm. And I thought, well, okay. You know, and maybe I'm lacking those same hormones that that were good. Okay, they made my moods go up. They gave me more sex drive. They gave me all these things that I was used to.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a different season. I just have these just very moderate hormones going along. And I thought, well, do I look at them as a lack? Do I look at it as a lack, like my skin's going to not be flourished by all this estrogen? Or what do I look at? And then this word came to me, Pearl, you're in a season of rest.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And what is a body at rest? And I just felt so comforted. Like I had my years of working, all my reproductive time of working, and now God's given me a beautiful season of rest.
See, that's that beautiful mind game.
No, and it might be healthy. A game, but it was like a download. And then I thought to myself, because I was thinking about the new way I eat and how, is it okay? You know, is it okay, God, that I'm doing this? And then, but what is a body at rest, okay? A body at rest doesn't even need as much fuel.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I'm naturally pulling back my fat some. I'm still enjoying them, embracing them, and saying thank you, God, for them. And some meals I really have at it. You know, right, I really just have some fat.
Yeah.
But a lot of times my body is telling me now, why do you even need that whole tablespoon of butter?
Yeah.
But my body just says, you don't even need it. Just when you're sautéing the vegetables, just put a little spray of coconut oil and you're good, and I enjoy it straight as much. But guess why? My body is in a season of rest, and so it doesn't need all that fuel.
No, it's so good.
There.
It is a revelation. I didn't mean it in a mind game that way, but I'm just saying there was a choice to go there in the mind. Which way are you going to see it? Are you going to see it as loss, or are you going to see it as rest? I love that. And rest is a gift.
I love the season of rest. It's all gifts God gives to us in these life years that we're on this planet, right? I mean, there's the growing children, right? And then there's you reach adulthood and you're in this season of having children and... Oh, that's my son. He's trying to come into
another
his...
Another visitor to the podcast.
Come in, Noble.
Actually, does he live here?
Yeah, he lives
here. We're in his house. He's actually living in the pod loft.
Let's see what you've got in your lunch pack there. Oh, it's empty. What did you have for lunch, Noby?
Did Megan say...
Teriyaki chicken.
Oh, she's such a sweet wife. Yeah. Anyway, all that to say... If you're in the similar season as me, I just look at it like that and you feel so blessed every morning you wake up.
So maybe this new year, you're going to be doing THM in a way that's going to honor a different season.
Yeah.
Maybe you just found out you're expecting and you're going to honor that.
Oh, I love it, Serene. This year is going to be honoring the season we're in. I knew there was going to be like a banner over this party. It hadn't come, but it just did.
So good. And Danny, what season are you in this year? What season? What are you going to be honoring your body with this year?
This year I am going to be re-upping. For the past probably 2 months, I've just abandoned all push-ups, pull-ups, physical activity.
Yeah.
Why is that, Dan?
I have no idea. I think the winter, every winter I do this.
It's dark at 5. It's like thou shalt just cozy up with a blanket.
Yeah, and I try to, I do mental work. Mind games to avoid seasonal depression. Not proper depression. Like, I don't get
My husband has it
depressed.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not as pumped and I'm not motivated. I don't want to start anything. I don't even care to make any extra money. I'm just like, whatever. Let me just sit in my office and just watch YouTube. Like, that's literally me for 2 months, probably every year. Is I just lose all motivation. And so, the new season for me is, I look forward to getting back on my game, gizame.
And for food.
Food-wise?
Yes.
Food-wise, I have also recommitted to making my eggs and potatoes.
Oh, for brekkie?
Your weight gain diet?
I mean, I guess I'm always trying to gain weight. Speaking of weight gain diet, can I gain weight with some THM pleasure cookies? Because that'd be a great way to gain
weight. Only if you
ate really carbs pound with them.
If you you could if you had them for like a dessert after a big meal,
a big carb meal,
and then have like a scoop of like coconut ice cream with them,
so like eggs,
but
potatoes.
If you just eat them as a snack, you're not gaining weight.
No, and that's the point. They're meant to not let you gain weight, right? I've thought like, boy, I saw someone have one the other day, and I was like, man, that'd be a fun way to gain weight. Right there is with these cookies.
But we wouldn't have made them if they gained weight. I know.
Why can't you make some man products?
Yeah, you need to make a cookie or get Mrs. V to make your cookie if you don't have the time with peanut butter and raw honey.
Oh, here's a way to eat our
cookies with oats.
After your dinner, get our cookie, slather it with a whole bunch of nut butter and then honey on top.
Ooh, pleasure cookie with almond butter and honey.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
put you to bed.
And then go to bed, nine-nines.
Yeah, so the new season of eating for me is probably making more food too, because if food is not made for me, I'm buying it.
Yeah, but you've been in seasons where you like, oh man, I'm using the pressure cooker, girls, and I'm a salmon maker, and look at me, I'm Dan, the man who makes breakfast.
For me, that's not sustainable.
Oh well,
it's so funny.
What if it is?
No, you know what it is? I have a daily discipline to not squirrel around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I never have time for food. I never have time to like prepare food, and I mean, I'm right in that category. I think with so many people listening of. Having a mindset of not having enough time. It's literally my mindset. And so, yeah, I don't know that I've yet to enter into a, like, this is just my, like, I don't think it's even hit me as an identity yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm still in this hard work discipline season of like, oh yeah, stop squirreling around, make your dang food and make it right and let it be healthy and,
It hasn't become your identity and your joy yet. It will. You're going to get
there. But if you think about it, I'm...
That's your new year thing then.
Yeah.
It's not if we're putting it on him. It has to come through him. Oh,
that's huge, Pearl, because that's what my husband's thing is I'm always coming up with wonderful ideas for him to live to 120.
Yeah.
Like great ideas, and I'm always like suggesting it. And I said, for Christmas this year, why don't we buy the family?
family.
Yeah, but of course this is New Year's, saying, it hasn't happened. I said, let's buy a rowing machine for the family.
Won't
the boys love it? I said. No, I wanted it for him.
Yeah.
Because he's got this big bunion on his toe and he can't do squats.
What about that other exercise machine
he got? He ended up hating that.
But anyway, I got that for his birthday. I'm coming up with these wonderful ideas. But he said to me last night he was acting a little bit depressed. I said, what are you doing, darling? He goes, I've just gone to Sam's camp. I said, Sam's camp what? He goes, well, you know, I've always told you, you'll never be successful in trying to get me to eat healthy or exercise because it's your agenda. He said, I will only do what I decide to do. And he said, I finally decided to put myself at Sam's camp.
Oh.
And so he's got his own little rules and his own little ideas, but he's not happy there.
Oh.
So that's what I said. You know, it's got to be his, Dan said, it's got to be his deal, but he hasn't learned the joy yet. But Sam hopefully will. And the identity that he is the owner and runner of Sam's Camp.
That's so funny.
It's gonna be great.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So I've got to tell a funny story on my husband too, because I've always got ideas for him too. And so he does my thing when he's at home. When he's out, he's like all no holds barred, you know. But then he came to me yesterday.
Is it no bars hold?
No.
Nope.
No holds barred.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was I right?
Now that you're saying it, I don't know. I used to know. I don't know anymore.
John knows. John doesn't know.
It's no holds barred, but I don't know if it's barred or bar, and what it even means.
I don't know.
Let's turn to the world's wealth of knowledge. I'm getting on the internet.
Anyway, this is what Charlie said to me, Serene. I've been meaning to tell you this. This is just random, and it's just so something he read on internet, and he never usually believes anything he read on the internet. He said to me, Pearl, I think I'm going to go off gluten.
Him and his peanut butter crackers, all he'll never go off gluten.
Of all the things, it's so hilarious because he's always told me he loves bread and he loves gluten and gluten's good for him, you know. And I said, why? You don't have to go off all gluten, you know. He's like, no, I just think that I've been having some digestive stuff lately and I read about it and gluten can be the problem. He's got himself on a gluten-free.
That's so cute.
My friend, you guys know Brian Henningsen.
Yeah.
Yes.
He invites me over.
Yeah, I know.
He invites me over for dinner and he says we're having he says the meal and then he's like, and we're having gluten bread for dessert.
Gluten bread, yeah.
Like he specifies that things have gluten in them. Like just in rebellion.
Yeah.
Hey, no holds barred is a wrestling term. It means no restrictions on the kind of holds that are used. So there are no holds that are barred here.
That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that was good, Pearl. You used it in the right way and in the right...
Yeah, it's just so hilarious that he would choose to say that. I know,
because if you came home and said, listen, you're probably having some digestive issues because of gluten, he would like, say, gluten, where is the bread? Give me 4 pieces of toast now.
I will punish my wife.
Yes, he would.
But he came up with it.
He'd That's be like, I need more gluten, gluten, gluten.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just so funny. And I just thought, well, let him go off gluten. I can give you easily gluten-free meals. Every product, THM product's gluten-free, honey. You want those shameless cheesy crackers? Good. He's like, okay, good.
They are shamelessly addicted. We're just testing the batches that come off the factory line.
Cheesy crackers? Oh, like crackers literally. With cheese? Like,
you know they're out.
We all want to be healthy, right? But a life without crackers, it's just too dismal to consider.
No. That's why we are launching Shameless Crackers. And we call them shameless because there is no shame involved. Usually crackers are just full of white flour, gluten, junk stuff that just mess with your waistline and your health. No longer is that the case. Shameless Crackers are actually full of superfoods, but they taste so yummy. The first version that we're offering is called Cheesy Kick, and it kicks with flavor, Serene.
Oh, it kicks. It's a bomb. It's a brain bomb of just cheesy dreams. I tell you what, I can't just have one. I usually am just finishing off the whole bag, so they should come with handcuffs.
Well, it's a 3 servings to a bag. But you know, I've been known to finish a whole bag, but I've sort of trained myself to just do 1 or 2 servings now. Now that the initial was like, oh my goodness, I can eat crackers, has worn off.
But you know what's so fantastic? So many people raise their children with just nutrient void cheesy little fish. Those little fishy orange cheesy things. Yeah. Those little orange things. But you know, it's not really giving the bodies anything to grow on. But so these are great for children too, because children are going to love them.
Yes.
Especially husbands, you know, having a bit of a zone at nighttime and having a good read.
My husband is so happy because I have things to put on the side of his sandwiches now.
Yeah.
You know, he loves them in chili. He loves them crumbled on his salad. There are so
I love them crumbled on my salad too.
So many ways to use these, or just snack on them out of the bag, take them with you. We're starting these on-the-go products because it makes your life easier and healthier.
I could pound Cheez-Its until I'm sick.
So I'm trying to be like a real health nut right now because of all the surgeries that I've had lately. I'm like, I've got to like detox.
You don't have to try to be a health nut.
No, I'm trying. I'm like, I'm juicing at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting this dye out of my body, all this stuff. I'm just getting it all out. But I thought to myself, these foods are healthy. They're not bad for me, but they're not cleansing, like detox foods.
Oh, what, our cheesy crackers?
Yeah, they're just really healthy.
Yeah, they're there for they're a not great parsley snack juice. That's not the junk snack.
Yeah, they're not parsley juice or kale or whatever. So I thought, I'll just have one, you know. I've already tasted them and approved them, but I'm just going to have one. Well, whole blinking bag finished like half an hour later. They are dangerous.
Since you two shared personal stories, can I share a personal story?
And then we're going to close.
Yes.
All right. Close so I said something in passing and quick and brief. So I thought to my wife before I left to come to the podcast.
Yes, Dan.
And she took offense.
Mm.
She took it.
She took it?
And she emailed me a chapter. And I responded, so sorry, miscommunicated.
Right.
Well, fair enough.
She texted me another chapter.
Yeah.
I said, you're doing great. I was just in a hurry and just chatting without gravitas. She emailed me another chapter. And I said, all is well.
Yeah. Well, she's feeling like so you're trying to get
seven
rid of
words. Like, yeah. Each answer.
Yeah. So I got here to the podcast and Serene and Pearl are sort of like, ready to start, and they're looking at me, and I'm deep in my cell phone, and like, what's up? And I'm like, oh, I'm just going through these novels that are being written to me, and I keep responding really like positively, and they're like, well, share what you got, you know? And so I'm like, well, yeah. And so she emails another chapter. I'm like, I hear you. And then she emails another chapter, and I'm like, and I'm lost. And they're like,
and they think the men think I hear you is going to be perfect because it's like
you're saying the right thing, what you're taught.
Yeah. So
it's not what you taught, Dan.
Serena and Pearl are like. Or like that's the and even Les they're all like that's the problem, mate. Like you're sending these one-liners and she's sending chapters. You need to send a chapter back. And I'm like, not while I live and breathe. Am I going to text anyone a chapter of anything? I couldn't even do it physically. And they're like, you got to think of something. So I said, what about a voice memo?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, go in the bathroom and do a voice memo. Well, I just wanted to report because now I came out of the bathroom and we did the podcast. Okay. I have the report.
Yes.
She's not said anything else. I did this very heartfelt, like tender tone.
Yeah.
I totally hear you. And what was I thinking? I can be so flippant sometimes. Right. And just ate it and ate it and ate it. And
has she got any love hearts on what you said or just silence?
So far, just silence, but she's in the workday. She homeschools, et cetera.
No, but she's satisfied.
But I think there's no more chapters. And I think
she was in the workday homeschool day when she was sending the chapters to. Don't let that fool you. We can put homeschooling to the side.
Oh, she shelved it.
The dishes can be shelved.
She clocked out.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what?
Well, see, now she's back to a busy day, so things are resolving.
I think, yeah, that this is a good... The fact that... That literally, I just wanted to praise my two life coaches, Serena Pearl.
Leslie Pops. Three, I'm sorry, very Les. Big part of that.
I thank you because, you know, what you said worked. It ended it the volume.
Well, I find sometimes an answer under seven words is what I call my husband's library mode. Yeah. It's like you hushly say just a few words to get the quiet, to get the shut up.
Well,
to
you
get
know what? I almost wrote, all is well. We can move on now.
Move on now is bad.
She would have had five more chapters.
Well, but then the only reason I didn't, if I were in my car, right, sitting after I pulled in and I was responding, it would have been written. But I actually pictured what you would have told me. And the only thing that stopped me was picturing these three faces because I had just been coached. And I knew, no, she doesn't, you know, we're moving on means I'm sort of done with this.
Yeah, you're sort of done with this.
Which is what I really felt. But now, you know, that I did do a heartfelt message, I now feel that.
Yeah, you feel
I
it.
I actually
you feel empathize. That was true.
But I had no empathy before. I was just like, why are we going ad nauseum on some stupid comment I made that means nothing? Like, let's move on.
This is a good look at my empathy at, is at really, husbands and wives, isn't it? Because we're seeing both sides right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But I feel changed for the better.
Yeah, good Dan.
Happy New Year.
And I'm just so glad to know I'm not the only woman that does chapters.
What's
John's
that one?
John's playing. He's playing. What's that song called?
Old Lang Syne, is
Auld
it?
Auld Lang Syne.
Okay, let's get it. Yeah, here we go. Put it up to the microphone. For Auld
Lang Syne,
dear. My dear, where are we from?
Leslie Pops needs to come sing with her accent.
This guy's from Irish.
I don't know what Auld Lang Syne means. Is it Auld Lang Syne and the person's name?
No, it's not a person's name. Auld Lang Syne means something not...
Is Lang Syne a place?
Okay, the words are going faster than the actual songs.
He's got a beautiful voice. But you know what?
Happy New Year, peeps.
Happy New Year, but that song always makes me sad.
Okay, hold on. I got one for you. Hang on, folks.
I know, I'm saying hello to a year of joy.
Yeah.
I got one for you. You don't even want to know what was pulled up on my YouTube. I'll share it later. I got one for you. This is going to be a celebration of the new year, and you're going to thank me.
Will we?
Yeah, just hang tight. Don't turn your podcast off.
Leslie's coming over here.
Oh, don't play a commercial. Get out of here. All right, guys, we got it's doing a 13-second commercial. You know, YouTube used to be, you know, so indie.
They have to make their money, Dan. If I was YouTube, I'd do commercials.
I mean, yeah,
too.
I'm complaining. I mean, commercials used to be like 9 hours. Here we go. Here we go, baby cakes.
All right. What did you do? You synced. He synced it up.
From my people to yours, Happy New Year!
Hey,
Happy New Cheers!
Leslie's got a song.
Oh,
you can turn it off
over top of Danny's.
We say Happy New
theme
Year's
song. No, I was just gonna say Auld Lang Syne, spelled A U L D L A N G S Y N E.
Oh, it was
literally translate to old long since, and in England, it's akin to times gone by.
That's why.
Okay,
it is
weep
sad.
Again. Okay, back to the Mexican hat dance.
You know that song that you played? We hear that every afternoon. We live next to illegal cockfighters.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, they are of Mexican descent, but they do fight with their roosters. That's not. Okay, we're done.
Sing, Dan. Sing.
There's no
song. You have to make them up.
I think everyone's done with us.
I love Christmas trees. And I love presents.
Goodbye.
And
everybody.
My children.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.